Welcome, everyone. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to shiurenjoyment.com. We thank everyone for joining and listening into tonight's shiur, which is on Parshas Chayesara. I'm delighted to share with you a gra tonight. Usually I delve into Chassidus, but tonight, in order to mix it up and to explain Torah Achasi, I wanted to talk about a beautiful gra that I found. It focuses on the pasuk, which I'll give it to you in English, because I got some feedback that folks enjoy the English just as much as the Hebrew. It says, in Hebrew, I think it says like this, because I'm just reading English now. Gever tosav anochi imachem, tenu li achuz eskever, vekbara meisi milfanai. Translated, and it's from memory. I am a stranger and an inhabitant with you. Give me burial property with you, in that, so that I may bury my dead from before me. I just wanted to preface this by dedicating tonight's shiur to the 11 karbanos, for lack of a better word, in Pittsburgh. Our thoughts and our hearts are with the families. We do not make distinction between what type of Jew. Every Jew is a Jew, and our hearts are in deep sorrow and pain, and we hope. As well as my wife tells me about a terrible accident in Israel where 11, I'm sorry, where eight, a family of eight was killed near the Dead Sea. That happened today. It was reported on Arut Sheva. And so there are a lot of calamities, a lot of suffering in the world. And we're hoping to just put a little bit of light back into the world and to make people feel comforted and strengthened, and to put everybody in a good frame of mind. So, turning to this parsha, Avraham Avinu says that he is desiring to find a burial plot for his wife Sarah. And the beginning of this week's parsha begins with a hesped, which coincides so ironically, so with so much that's going on this week in Pittsburgh and in Eretz Yisrael, and b'chol makom shehem, we don't wish it on any place. We should only know b'suros tovos. However, Avraham Avinu was the first person to coin the term hesped, which we don't really have any structure to this beforehand. We'd never heard about an hesped. Vayavo Avram came to give a hesped. To give a hesped and to cry over her. Chazal point to the fact that Esh Yisrael miyimsa, that whole parak, which is actually the 31st parak in Mishlei, if my memory serves correct, that entire parak, although written by Shlomo Melech, was the parak that Avraham Avinu had said for his wife Sarah. And you know, one of my daughters has an assignment to discuss one of the many characteristics of Avraham Avinu, and I focused on Zrizos. And one of the elements of Zrizos is that a person gets up early to do the Ratzon HaBore. These people that got up early to do the Ratzon HaBore, this is what they understood. This is what they were doing. They were sincere, devout, and they went to shul, a place where everyone goes to pray and congregate and reflect and meditate and think and just experiencing such horror. I'm switching between two different or three different directory here, but because my mind is in many different places. But this term of hesped is something that we reflect upon when we think about Esh Yisrael. And within Esh Yisrael, we find that this Rizos that Avraham Avinu experienced, or shall we say demonstrated, says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Lechvosh Es Asono, he got up early in the morning to prepare himself for the big journey that he had, which was 3 days forward from where he was. He was able to leave early in the morning. Imagine a person gets up so early, it's not even light outside, and he's already on the road. That shows a certain level of Zrizos. But the question is, How did he get out of the house early? Surely he had to make provisions for his journey. He had to set aside food. He had to set aside drinks. He had a lot of preparations for 3 days. And it's 3 days going and 3 days coming. And every Jewish mother, we know, prepares a great deal of food, even when it's in the short journey. If someone goes from New York to Miami Beach, and don't forget there's a sandwich here and there's a drink there. So a Jewish mother is always worried about food. So Sari Imenu was no different. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, which is what we say on Friday night, that she got up in the middle of the night and she made provisions for her husband and for those that were set to go on the journey. And so the greatness of Avraham Avinu and the fact that he was able to demonstrate this chesed, this rizus, to do the Ratzon HaBore, was only precluded. It was only allowed, it only came to being, it only came to fruition as a result of his wife waking her earlier in the dead of night, in order to get up out of bed before her husband got up and to help him so that he can go out quickly on his journey. See, as a wise woman once said, behind every great man is a greater woman. And this is the message that we, one of the many messages, not the Gra, but the Gra also does beautiful things, but this is one of the many messages that we can get out of this week's parsha, is that we draw strength from one another. There was a couple there, 86, 84 years old. I think about these people. I think about the 97-year-old lady who went through the Holocaust and to die this way. I think about Rabbi Lau saying that now people could understand what Nazi Germany felt like back when he was a little child. I think about a lot of different. I've listened to so many speeches and I've heard so many different opinions. I don't even know what my own opinion is anymore. But all I can say is that in this week's parsha, we do learn, at least from this message, that there's strength in unity, and there is comfort within if we're able to draw upon that unity. And so when we think about what happened, we think about Pittsburgh, but it could be any name. And the fact that it happened over there versus anywhere else is only a message that we have to internalize. And if it's something that someone wants to direct their hatred toward any particular religious group, then that religious group should get stronger by binding together and helping each other. Irrespective of our differences, we have to look past them. We have to be able to welcome and to appreciate and to value every single person, Jew and non-Jew alike, and to greet them to savor panim yafos. I think that if people were to adopt this message, there hopefully would be a lot more shalom in the world, and hopefully things like this would never be spoken about. They would never recur. I'm out of time, but if those of you who want to listen to tonight's shiur, I'm going to begin it right now. Avraham Avinu was looking for a burial place for Sarah. And he went to the children of Ches, and each time they responded, each time there was a certain level of response. It would have been, it could have been sufficient if Avraham Avinu would have just said that Kvar es Meisacha, bury the dead, perhaps once or twice. But within the first Aliyah alone, when we come upon this on Thursday morning, please take note of how many times you see the word Kvar and Mace following one another. 6 times. Number one, the Akbara Mesi, Bracious, 23:4. Kvar Es Mesecha, Bracious, 23:6. Mikvar Mesecha, 23:6. Likbar Es Mesi, 23:8. Kvar Mesecha, 23:11, Be'ekbara Es Mesi, 23:13, and then strangely, Be'es Mescha Kvar, the opposite, 23:15. It's the Perek and the Pasuk. So Mescha Kvar is obviously one of the questions. The question number one is, why does it say this 7 times? And the 7th time, why is it that it's reversed? Mescha Kvar, as opposed to Kvar Mesecha, as we found in the fifth instance and other instances like it. The Gra explains that Avraham Avinu approached the Machpelah. When he came near the Machpelah, he was able to see Baruch HaKodesh, that there will be three additional sets of couples in the Ma'ara. Adam and Chava were already there. They were there. Number two was Avram and Sarah. Number three was Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. So in addition to Adam and Chava, there would be three additional zugos that would be found inside the Ma'ara. So what about the seventh? The Gemara in Sota explains on Amud Aleph, it says that when Yaakov's children prepared to bury him, Esav approached and claimed the rights to the burial plot. And when Hushim ben Dan got wind of this, he got so aggravated that he stood up and he cut off the head of Esav. Some say that it was his eyes that rolled into the kever with Yaakov. Some say that it was actually his head that was buried together with Yaakov. Some say that it was buried, that it just rolled into the Machpelah itself, and it wasn't buried with Yaakov at all. But the fact is that they both died on the same day. Obviously, you have to take a look at Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar and Targum Yonasan on Parshas Vayechi. However, this explains the seven unique Lashonos that the B'nai Ches used when talking with Avraham Avinu about burying Sarah. So we're left with the last question, which is, why is there an inverse with Mescha Kvar? That's Mescha Kvar. So the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Ches explains that evil people are called Rishayim, they're called dead even while they are yet alive. And the righteous people are considered alive even when after their death, because we quote them. We say Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in the present tense, as if Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were down the road, we can talk to them. We are bringing words that they had said back to life thousands of years later. So how can we reconcile the Gemara in Brachos that says that the righteous and death are called living? So the Gra explains that the difference between the Tzaddik and the Rasha lies at the moment before Tchiyas HaMesim. Although Esav merited to have his head rest in the Ma'ara, he is nevertheless included in the category of a Rasha. And your dead one, Ve'esmescha Kvar. So that's why it says Mescha first, because it refers to Esav. He's the last person to go into the Ma'ara. So again, Ve'akbar Mesi, Kvar Esmescha, Mikvar Mesecha, Likbar Esmesi, Kvar Mesecha, Ve'akbar Esmesi, all six instances in these psukim have the word Kvar before the word Mace, because a tzaddik is Nikar Chayim even when they're dead. However, a Rasha, even when they are alive, they're considered to be a Mace, and so therefore it says Bez Mace Ha Kvar in Pasuk, in Perech of Gimel, Pasuk Tes Vav. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing everyone Hatzlach and Brach and a learning. We should only know Besuros Tovos. Again, our hearts, our thoughts, our prayers, the level of comfort that we can extend from the Shir to those that are affected in Pittsburgh, we extend it to you, and we wish you and all of Klal Yisrael Besuros Tovos, that we should only know of happier occasions and never reasons to be saddened by this or anything else, as well as our hearts and minds and feelings go out to those affected, the Ariv family in, right, sorry, what's the name of the family? I think it's the Ariv family. And, well, the family, the Attar family in Eretz Yisrael, we're also thinking about you, and we're davening, we're thinking of you. So please, everyone, please join us tomorrow night. We'll continue this discussion, Parshas Chayesaras.